Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome to the program where I talk about everything, absolutely everything, except Hungarian green pottery. Actually, one of the things we like to do a lot is talk about the Bible. And here's a Bible question that came to me very recently. Hi, Bob. Our church has a Bible reading plan, and right now we're in Leviticus. We've read through Genesis and Exodus, and lately I've seen a lot of warnings that a person who violates certain commands will be, quote-unquote, cut off from his people. What does this mean? Death? Banishment? Being forced to live with distant relatives or another tribe? I can't help but wonder. It sounds like the worst possible punishment if it isn't death. Well, that's a very good question. The short answer is it meant different things to different people at different times, depending on the circumstances. However, as a general rule, it often did refer to death. It was another way of saying death. For example, in Exodus 31:14, anybody who violated the Sabbath, did not take their Sabbath rest, worked on the Sabbath, was to be cut off from the people. In Exodus 31:15, just one verse later, as they're going over it again, it says that person shall be put to death. So obviously being cut off and being put to death meant the same thing. Also, in a very popular prophecy about Jesus that you've often heard me refer to, Daniel chapter 9, where they predict the coming of the Messiah and the actual day he'll ride into Jerusalem, it says that the Messiah, the anointed one, will be cut off. And that's obviously a reference to the death of Jesus. However, there were other times and other reasons why people got cut off. For example, if they were ceremonially unclean. In 2 Chronicles chapter 26, we're told that Uzziah the king became a leper and was cut off until he recovered, but he was not put to death. By the way, before I move on, I did mention that stuff about being executed on the Sabbath. You've heard this in other shows. That was a command under the Old Testament. There is no Sabbath command under the New Testament. We rest from our labors in Christ. I have a whole other program where I explain what that means, but I just didn't want to scare you in talking about that death, about the Sabbath. That was one of many, many examples of reasons people would be cut off or put to death. But again, once again, it meant different things at different times. Being cut off often did mean death, but not every single time. You need to look at the specific circumstance. This is Bob Siegel, making the obvious obvious.